Well, many people are taking to the country's airports to protest against the recent travel ban signed by President Trump. Others say they support the ban and want to protect the U.S. against terror attacks. Here's correspondent Martin Savage.
As thousands across the country protest President Trump's travel ban on seven Muslim-majority nations, here outside Atlanta, his supporters are cheering him on.
I'm glad to see our president taking the actions that he needs to take to provide the highest degree of security for the American citizenry that he possibly can.
Jalen came to America decades ago. He, too, agrees with Trump and said something that the group expressed about the order.
It's temporary until we figure out a way of securely vetting the people who are coming to this country.
And speaking to KGO this afternoon, immigration attorney Navid Dazid says many people are being hurt by Trump's executive order.
What we need to keep America safer is to see in people's specific circumstances, what is it that may predict that they will be harmful to the United States? Coming from a country of a certain religion, holding a certain religion, does not really inform us on that point.
Trump's executive order temporarily suspending refugees and banning immigrants from seven countries has sparked criticism and protests nationwide, but many Americans and members of Congress say they stand by the president's decision. We'll take a look at the roads and your weather forecast next.